There, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I am the Bell.
And we're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track, otherwise we'll go totally off topic.
We have been really using the bell for a while, isn't it?
I know, let me put it here so that you can reach it. Anyway, so welcome to Ding the Bell again. This week, we are going to talk about a very special subject. It is called... Wait, let me play the sound effects. Do we want to... This week's topic is skinny jeans.
Yes, that's right.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
So. Let's talk about skinny jeans.
Before we go skinny jeans, yes. Can I point something?
Yeah, sure. Hit the bell and go with it.
I like the lighting over here because like my skin look like a more white than...
Oh, is white better?
Look. Like white, like really nice color.
Because it's bright. That's
yeah,
light.
I like it.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I like it.
Well, maybe I'll do this. You have more light, and then you like it even more. Let me like that.
Too bright.
Oh, so bright.
So bright. It's fabric figure.
Anyway.
No photo. No
oh, wait.
No photo, no photo.
Pinoy boy has
no photo, no photo.
Pinoy boy has something to tell you. AAA butthole. You need... you need to be on that side. Poor Debelle is obscured by her popping filter.
I said, obscured by the popping. Yes. Look.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about skinny jeans. So...
How much I don't like to see you wearing skinny jeans?
Why? Tell me.
I don't like it.
Why? Tell me.
Oh, I look so fat.
Why don't you like me wearing skinny jeans?
Because you look like a little girl.
Use your microphone. Nobody can hear you.
Because you look like a little girl.
Please stop the British accent. Right? I think we now went back down to 12 listeners because of our British accent.
Oh my gosh.
Do you need me to move the mic closer?
Okay. No, I think I got it.
You got it?
Okay. Yeah.
So
people didn't like our British accent? That's sad.
Well, we have to ask them then. Please tell us by tweet or writing emails to us, dingthebell@gmail.com or dingthebell on Twitter and tell us if you like our British accent. But... So tell me why you do not like me wearing skinny jeans.
I never really favor to see
men wear skinny jeans.
Men wearing really, really tight, skinny, like lower cut kind of jeans.
Why?
I just personally, I don't really like it. I think today you look fabulous because like a baggy, little baggy jean and look really stylish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's okay. You look very, very cute.
Well, thank you. This is a new cut that I got. This is a... Are you touching my fat? This is a new cut that I got. The new cut has the normal jeans up on top, but then a little skinnier on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like that. I like that.
But it's
that.
Not the skinny, tight jeans.
Yeah. Where did you get that?
From where do you think I get my stuff from?
Forever 20... Forever 41.
No.
Oh, H&M.
Yes.
Oh, I need to go there. I need a new jean.
Yes.
I can feel.
So you can feel my fat, right?
Yes.
Oh, so annoying.
But that's okay. It will change to muscle. But I can't really think things having macho man body like a 007. You know, I can't imagine.
You can't imagine. I can't either.
I can't even imagine. Can you imagine?
I don't think I want.
How about your husband look like a Daniel with a 007, the body?
I'll eat his ass.
Can you imagine?
No, I'll be so insecure. Anyway, do you ever feel if your husband is like a movie star, uh-huh. or not movie star, but like people drool all the time? Do you feel insecure about
nope.
that, or do you feel good that he is mine?
Yes, I'm that way.
Wow. So, I think I'll feel... Let's say Daniel Craig is your husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Do you, when you go, do you think you will always be like, oh my gosh, I'm so fat, you hate me, oh, you don't like me anymore because
not really.
I'm fat.
Not really, because he married me. He's hot.
No, he's dating you right now.
Oh, dating me?
Yes.
Like me just right now? No.
Do
like,
you think Daniel Craig cannot divorce you?
Oh, if he's dating me, then I'll be insecure if I'm just dating.
What about he married you? Mm-hmm. 8 years later, and you...
Why 8 years?
He's still hot, and you're kind of a little...
Looks like 50 years old.
And like, do you feel... How do you feel insecure then?
Of course then. That's kind of my fault that I didn't work out and stuff.
But do you feel pressured if you have a
yes.
really hot husband?
Of course. I want to look hot as well. But I'm not sure.
I
am already feeling pressure right now. I feel like I need to look so hot, like a movie star every day for me.
Wow, you're unrealistic. Anyway. Even movie stars don't look like movie stars every day.
Oh, true. Mm. But I mean, they already got the shape though.
Oh, you mean like your body type? Yeah. But you have to work out so much. I don't want to. I want to eat 8 cookies.
I don't
want to
eat.
I want to eat 8 cookies a day.
I know. If I can eat whatever I want every day.
Why are we going back to fat? Anyway.
Skinny jeans is related
to
fat.
What I'm trying to say is that my skinny jeans. I don't know when I started wearing skinny jeans. I think I started wearing skinny jeans.
When you're skinny?
Yes, when I lost weight.
See? Then why you wear skinny jeans?
When I lost weight, well, it was popular. You know, when I went back to Malaysia and all these people, when I go to the shop and they say, hey, try this. I was like, oh, I don't know if I can wear skinny jeans.
Look like
you know?
A little girl.
And no, I feel like I'm too fat. Like my legs are too fat to be in the skinny jeans. And so I was very self-conscious. And then they said, no, put it on. So I tried it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is really... I don't know if I can... Like, if you have not tried skinny jeans, and you put skinny jeans
on... Oh, then it's horrible.
You look... Oh, my God, I look disgusting.
I felt same way when I tried that skinny jeans when you... Then...
Yes, we'll talk about that
yes.
next. But then I tried it on, and I thought, maybe I'll buy one pair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one pair. The rest are kind of slim cut, but not skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So I wear the slim cut, and I thought, it's okay, you know. And then I kind of get used to it. When I look in the mirror, of course, I was 165 pounds then. I'm like almost 10 pounds heavier now, 8 pounds maybe.
10 pounds is nothing for real. It's water.
No, it's fat. I know I can feel it because my jeans is tight.
I know,
me too. But no water stays on my waist, you know?
I know. It's just 10 pounds. It's just big.
So I started wearing... So I went to H&M one day. I forgot. It's not the one that we have here. It's somewhere uh-huh. else out of town. So I went and I bought a pair of skinny jeans on sales for $20.
Uh-huh.
I thought I could try it. And I actually wore size 32, which is amazing. Because H&M size is like...
Are they smaller?
It's smaller than other stores because they're not smaller than other stores. It's just because other stores are bigger.
Oh, really?
H&M tend to be a little bit more European style. And so it's a little... It's
smaller.
They don't lie. Like, if I go to Old Navy, I wear 29.
Oh, really?
And H&M, I wear 32.
But I mean, realistic.
So... But anyway, so I tried a pair. It was on sale, and I bought it, and it was so comfortable. It's like, it's stretchable.
Uh-huh.
So when you wear it, it's tight, but when you wear it, it's just slide on. And then it's comfortable. I really, you know, you're sitting down and everything, it's comfortable. But it is skinny. I mean, you can see your entire leg, and usually my crotch get really stick out from the front. But... Yeah. I don't mind that.
So you want a girl to see your crutches?
I want anybody to see my crotch.
You want people to see your crutch?
Yes, my crotch always says, hello. What was that? What was boom? What? No. I'm just
because
kidding.
You have big thing? Well, don't tell me.
Yes.
Don't tell me.
My thing is always saying hello. Oh,
that was that.
Oh, that was your phone. Was that James?
He is at the gun shop.
Oh gosh. Well, great. Talk to me.
Okay.
So your skinny jeans experience, was that your first pair of skinny jeans?
Oh, I was so insecure too.
Oh, wait. Peanut Boy has a question.
Yes?
Peanut Boy asks, what do you do about your visible panty line in skinny jeans?
Visible panty line. Did I have it?
You probably. I don't know. Do you wear grandma panties?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see it. Well, oh, I don't know. For women or for men? I think women is more of an issue. Men is less of an issue.
Yeah, I think women will probably wear thong or something so that it won't show. I have really cool underwear from Uniqlo.
Yeah.
They made it like kind of like a regular underwear cut, but they don't have any, they didn't sew. No sewing thing.
So smooth all the way.
Smooth, so it won't show on the jeans. It's invisible.
Oh, nice.
I love that. I need to call my mom to send me more.
Why did you buy it here?
Can I buy it?
Yeah, I can buy it online.
Oh.
I think Uniqlo has online? A U.S. store now, I think.
Oh, really? I need to research.
In New York, we can go to New York.
So then they're going to ship it to me?
Yeah, that's what online shopping means. Usually.
Oh, really?
Usually online shopping, it'll ship it to you.
Oh, really?
Yes. What do you think? You have to go online shopping on Uniqlo and then buy a ticket?
No, I had to go pick it up.
Well, that's not my online shopping. But so tell us about your first skinny jeans experience.
I was very insecure.
Where were we?
We were at the H&M, right?
Was it H&M?
Oh, Forever 21. Oh, Forever 51. Yeah, because I got everything over there. Shoes, jeans, Forever 51. I didn't want to buy any skinny jeans because I didn't feel like I had a body at the time. Isn't that sad I had to say at the time? Now I don't. Anyway, and then but after I put everything together with shoes, I look really good.
Yeah.
And kind of like a, like, you know, not skinny, like a not bone skinny that I want to be, but what it's called, like a
shape
and a curve.
But you see your, I mean, when you wear looser jeans, it makes you look
bigger,
chunkier.
Yeah.
When you wear skinny jeans, you get to see your actual shape
and actually look more like women, like sexy, like a, that what a guy like probably.
Yes.
I don't, I mean, I
do. You but do you wear that pair often now?
I do once in a while, like right now I had it too because of the I couldn't tight anything up.
Uh-huh.
Very comfortable though. It's really stretchy and it's really tight to your leg.
Yeah, but it's stretchy. I love it.
Yeah, and then my husband was like, when he first saw it, he was like, "What that?" He asked me.
Uh huh.
And I said, "It's called a skinny jeans." He's like, "Oh."
Does he like it, or did he think it's too tight?
He thought it was too tight. I said, it's supposed to be. That's why I can wear boots and stuff like that. So I wore boots on top. And
And you can wear a big top and covering up your crotch. Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about your ball and your cock
but
sticking out.
But I have to worry.
But do you have to worry about camel toe?
And also, I had to worry about butt. You don't want to appear big butt, you know?
Oh, you got big butt and you cannot lie.
Who are you, by the way? Who are you, by the way?
I like big butt and I cannot lie.
But you know what? When I was in college, no wonder, like, I was kind of popular to black people.
Oh, yeah, because they like your
big ass. Like the big, nice fuller butt.
What, fuller butt?
B-U-T-T.
Fuller butt. Fuller, like big?
Yeah.
But
and African student.
Yeah.
Oh, they love big butt.
Oh. Do you find, I also like big butt.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
On girl?
No, on men.
Oh. Why men?
I like big brown ass.
I love baseball players' butt.
Ugh.
So delicious.
I like just like... Ugh.
Delicious.
Like full ass that I can grab my...
Don't forget.
I forgot about the video.
You on live.
That I can just grab. Like I always feel Bruce's butt. Like every night when I go to sleep, I touch his butt. That's too much information.
But I kind of agree. I like to kind of spank it.
Well, I don't really.
I'll like go like the game.
I just like to like caress it and feel it. Like this.
So let me ask. You don't have to answer because too much information.
Yes.
But you can just say, give me the expression that yes or no.
No.
No, 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 no. So that's his butt looks like a peach.
Peach?
Like a peach.
I don't know. I usually feel more than I see. when
sleeping, but like a peach, like has nice smooth. And
like... Okay, so what I like about his butt... Oh my gosh, I'm probably saying too much. I don't like to talk about him. The top part, there's like a little cleavage. Like there's a little dimple, like a butt... Not butt dimple on the side. I have butt dimples. So he always play with my butt dimples. But on the top... You know, like the two butts here, right? The top, here's your waist. He has this little dimple, like you can feel like a little bloop, like a breast cleavage. I like to feel it.
I think everybody has that too.
No, I don't think
I don't want to see it.
Let me touch it.
I think everybody
has that. I have a very flat butt, but I like
it. If you're chunky, you have the little cleavage, right? Maybe?
I don't know. But go ahead. And so, speaking of skinny jeans. So, skinny jeans.
Yes.
Who do you like to see wearing skinny jeans?
Nobody. I'm not a big fan of a skinny jean. So, next.
Well, this is our topic, so you gotta talk about it. You gotta talk about what you gotta talk about.
I don't like skinny jean.
You don't? Let's talk about Christmas carols.
Yeah, change the subject.
What Christmas carols do you like?
You mean... You know, can you please define what is Christmas carol?
Like songs that you sing over Christmas, like, Oh Holy Night.
The stars I love that. Are bright.
So all these Christmas carols, commercial or secular or religious, do tell, what are the songs that you like?
Oh Holy Night. Also, I like the one that I sung.
Which one?
Merry Christmas to You.
I'll Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah, You Have It. That I like that.
Yes.
I like the I'm Dreaming Over White
Christmas.
I love it. And also,
that's White Christmas, right?
Uh-huh. Love it. And I like
Ave Maria.
Oh. Ave Maria.
Is that a song?
Ave Maria. All right.
Yes. Is that a Christmas song? I mean, this according to this website, it says yes. Okay. Do you want to sing this?
Ave Maria?
Yes. Go ahead.
I can't sing because it's too high.
Why can't you sing lower?
Ave Maria. I'm okay.
Deck the halls with balls of holly.
I hate the song. No. Fa ra 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 ra. I hate the song.
Okay, how about a joy to the world?
Okay, whatever. Joy to the world. Fuck it.
Why? Why are you so hateful to joyful to the world?
Okay, so next.
Okay.
I like whole
jingle bells. A jingle bell.
Is he cooking right now?
Dashing through the snow. Smell. In the one horse open sleigh, yes.
Okay.
Over the hills we go. Fucking out. I mean, laughing all the way.
I like Oh Holy Night.
Okay, sing.
Oh. it wasn't the song that I thought.
Oh, holy night. What did you think? What other Oh Holy Night is there?
I couldn't think. Oh, hoori nai, the star are bright and shine, highly shining in the dark. Can you make it bigger, please? I can't read it. In it the night, oh, the dear saber birds.
Long lay the world in
sin and error appeared beneath till he appeared and the spirits fell in world.
A thrill of
hope,
the weary world rejoices.
Oh, yeah,
okay, enough. Oh, God.
White Christmas.
White Christmas, okay. All right.
Can you make it bigger, please?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes. No.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Can you sing in Japanese? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
just like the one
with every
Christmas card,
I write.
May your
days
be merry,
and bright.
And
may all your Christmas
to be
white.
I love this song.
That's horrible.
I love this song.
Oh my God. Okay, what else? What?
Language professor. Hate him.
What?
On the left.
Oh. 12 Days of Christmas? This is kind of fun, right?
What is the song?
Oh my gosh. You know, on the first day of Christmas, my true love
gave
to me.
Oh, I hate the song.
A partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. Go.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and
a partridge
to the peeing tree
in a pear tree. okay, so let me tell you the story. When Henry and I, remember Henry, my roommate?
Yes.
We used to get in the car.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe like Javelin's car or somebody's car, right? And then we would do, we have to, in the wintertime, you have to wait for the ice. The car to get warmed up, and we would sing the song. By the time we finish singing 12, and we are ready to go, we'll do this like 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids are milking, 7 sons are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. But we have to think of all the things. So we always like, what, 12? 12? So we have to, so it takes a long time for us to get down to the pear tree.
How cute.
So that's what we use to do.
That's how fun it is.
Okay, we are up. Our time is up.
Oh, woo, Texas. Woo.
So I thank you very much.
Thank you so much for sticking with us.
Yes. I don't know why we have Christmas songs.
I know. And it's skinny jean too. This is so I die die.
So
it's okay. But
are you going to promise that you're going to come back in January to record more shows?
Yes.
With us?
Yes. Today I really have to run some errands before the. So.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And I hope you have a wonderful 2013.
2013. And hey,
so far, so good. Yes.
Next year, it's going to be more power up, right?
What does that mean? More power up.
Power up, right? We're going to have power up show, right? Powerfuler. We're going to be more powerfuler.
Huh? Like what? What do you mean?
More powerful.
What does that mean?
Meaning more powerful funner.
Like more energy.
More energy, more fun I show.
Thought, when was our show no energy?
Huh?
When is our show lack of energy?
I know, but we needed we will have more powers. Thank you for coming.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
What you gotta do.
Bye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.